With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police have issued a new warning about a fraudulent email being sent to members of the public purporting to be from the RCIP's Financial Crimes Unit. Radio KMAN's April Cummings has more.
The email suggests that a complaint has been filed against the recipient, and it contains a link that it describes as an attachment to the case file and asks the recipient to review it urgently. But in reality, police say that link is a phishing attempt and you should not click on it. If any similar email is received, it should be forwarded to the RCIP's Financial Crime Investigation Unit at rcips.fcu@rcips.ky. Members of the public are also reminded that domain names on email addresses can be faked. That means that just because an email looks like it's sent from an address sending at rcips.ky, that does not necessarily mean that that's actually who it came from. Generally, when contacting members of the public through email, police staff will sign their name and position at the bottom of the email. They also don't distribute case files via email. If you have any suspicion about any correspondent that says it's from the RCIPS, contact the police directly for confirmation. There's a list of phone numbers for the various police departments on their website at rcips.ky towards the bottom of the page. April Cummings, Radio KMAN News.
The Financial Crimes Investigation Unit can be called on 949-8797. For a sample of the email being sent, make sure to head to the Radio KMAN Facebook page or our website, radiokman.gov.ky. On Saturday, LGBTQIA advocates Colors KMAN will be marking the occasion as it prepares for its second year anniversary. Founder and President Billy Bryan.
This Saturday at 7 to 9 at Kraft Food and Beverage, in celebration of our 2 years as a registered nonprofit, because we registered on the 15th of 2018.
Ms. Bryan encourages the public to join as their attendance helps contribute to the cause.
Yeah, all the donations go towards mostly programming and workshop development. But I will be making a big announcement on the night, talking about the new initiatives we have going.
The night's keynote speaker is Daniel Gehring from Travers Smith LLP.
He's well known for his advocacy when it comes to LGBT rights in the UK and around the region. So it's great to have him speaking for us and at this event.
Tickets can be purchased at eventbrite.com. Join clinical director and psychotherapist Sutton Burke with Infinite Mind Care. She helps people better understand anxiety and panic disorders with their Intro to Stopping a Panic Attack seminar.
It's really an intro into just getting control of your panic attacks and preventing panic attacks, but you know, really managing a panic attack is what we're going to get into.
Bringing awareness to the issue, its causes, and how to best deal with them is the goal of the seminar.
Anxiety disorder is not a death sentence, and nor is panic disorder. You know, it's very treatable, but the treatment turns people off a bit. And the most effective treatment for panic disorder, research shows, is cognitive behavioral therapy. It's really that behavioral part, that behavioral intervention, the exposure therapy.
The free event is taking place at Books and Books in Caymana Bay at 9 a.m. on Saturday. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio KMAN's newsroom.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. The Chinese authorities have said that more than 1,700 health workers working at the front line of the battle against the COVID-19 virus have been infected by it. Six have died. A health minister said doctors and nurses were putting their lives on the line. President Macron's candidate to be mayor of Paris in the French municipal elections next month has quit the race following the circulation of a sex tape on social media. Bernard Griveaux, a former government spokesman, said he was stepping down to protect his family. The video shows a lone man in a compromising situation. New figures from Germany show that Europe's biggest economy stood still in the last quarter of 2019 because of weaker exports. The annual growth rate was also considerably lower than in previous years. Scores of women students have staged a demonstration at an Indian college saying they were forced to remove their underwear to prove they were not menstruating. The college is run by the Hindu sect, Swaminarayan. It rules bars women from staying in the hostel during menstruation, which has long been a taboo in India. The United Nations says that Yemen's Houthi rebels have dropped their threat to impose a tax on aid in the war-torn country, where 80% of the population is dependent on assistance. A UN official said the move was a positive development. And that's the latest BBC News.